بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حاميم تنزيل الكتاب من الله العزيز العليم غافر الذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, in tonight's Taraweeh we heard verses upon verses depicting the scene of Jahannam. Extremely terrifying if only we understood the meaning of these verses. Right from the beginning of the Juz 24 that we heard in Taraweeh Salah tonight, Jahannam is a reality. It is mentioned, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ الْجَنَّةِ نَامَ طَالِبُهَا وَمَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ النَّارِ نَامَ هَارِبُهَا. Rasulullah SAW said, I have not seen anything like Jannat whose seeker is fast asleep. I haven't seen anything. I haven't seen anything like Jahannam, who's the person who is escaping from, the escaper is fast asleep. So Jahannam is something we should be fleeing from, but the person who is supposed to be fleeing is fast asleep. No excuse whatsoever, and no matter how many excuses a person may make in Jahannam, pleading and begging for emancipation from Jahannam, nothing will be accepted from him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions verses like, وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ. The inmates of Jahannam are known as the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where their bodies, their limbs, their skins, their ears, their eyes, their skins will bear testimony against them. And then the person will ask his own skin, then why are you bearing witness against me? The skin will answer that it is Allah who makes everything speak, is making me speak. And you thought you were under the false nomer and belief that Allah does not know many things and you can hide from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. So now the person has to suffer the consequences of his rejecting the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this message of Allah ta'ala was sounded to mankind repeatedly via messengers upon messengers. Divine scriptures came down. The final ummah, you and I, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest of all the anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam, the final and the last book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, in which Allah ta'ala talks about the nations of the past. Despite several warnings, they rejected the message of the Nabi that came to them. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Thamud. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَى عَلَى الْهُدَى. They chose to be blind than seeking guidance and getting the light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people in Jahannam pleading to the warden of Jahannam that just for a day, please call out to Allah to lessen the pain and chastisement. And the reply will come that وَمَا دُعَاءُ الْكَافِرِينَ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ. No matter how you may scream and shout and make any pleas and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything is in vain now. You were given ample chances and opportunities. In one verse, in another juice of the Holy Quran, أَوَلَمْ نُعَمِّرْكُمْ مَا يَتَذَكَّرُ فِيهِ مَنْ تَذَكَّرُ وَجَاءَكُمُ النَّذِيرُ Did we not give you a sufficient lifespan in this world? Allah gave this ummah generally the lifespan between 60 to 70 years. Some commentators mention the lifespan to be 40 years. 40 years is sufficient for you. Some even went to the extent of saying just becoming baligh, bulugh, is sufficient for you to ponder and reflect over the greatness of Allah and believe in the oneness of Allah. Throughout in tonight's salah we heard that Allah does not want us to associate partners with Allah Ta'ala. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِ أَعْبُدُ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Any person who associates partners with Allah, who commits shirk, all his actions are destroyed. So Allah Ta'ala warns us repeatedly, and Allah depicts the scene of Qiyamah, where the kuffar will be driven very severely, harshly, towards Jahannam. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا. And when they come there, then the doors of Jahannam are open. Allah save us, like a person going through the prison, and he can hear the dangling of the keys, of the locks and the chain, and then the doors are open. All that is just increasing his fear, until he's thrown into the cell. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the angels of Jahannam, the wardens of Jahannam, will say, أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. Did not the messengers of your Rabb come to you and recite upon you the verses of the books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and warn you of your meeting Allah ta'ala on this day? قَالُوا بَلَى. They will agree. But the believers, Allah will make the angel usher them with kindness in a polite manner. And even before they reach the doors of Jannat, it will be already wide open. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. What a great welcome. The people of Jannat won't have to stand outside and wait for somebody to open the doors of Jannat. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا. And what will they say? The angels of Jannah will say, Salamun alaykum. Peace be upon you. Tibtum, you have done excellent. Fadkhuluha khalidin. Now enter into Jannah forever and ever and ever and ever. And the people in Jannah will then praise Allah Ta'ala. Alhamdulillah alladhi sadaqana wa'ada. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has kept to his promise and his promise is true. And Allah has given us this Jannah, and we can remain in Jannah and dwell in Jannah wherever we wish. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about towards the end of this juz, and this is for all of us. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Those who say that Allah is our Rabb. It's not just saying Allah is our Rabb. We have to understand what is the meaning of Rabb. The oneness of Allah. Allah has got no partners. We mentioned in Surah Al-Ikhlas Adri. Allah has got no parents, Allah has got no children, Allah has got no wife. There is nobody equal to Allah. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. He is most powerful. Nobody greater than Allah. He is most loving, He is most kind, He is full of mercy. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Then you are steadfast on deen. And this is going to be our challenge after the month of Ramadan. In the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, the environment of the masjid is there. Taraweeh, salah, we are fasting, we are opening our fast. And there's so much of atmosphere, and this environment itself spurs us. And it gives us the motivation and encouragement to do good deeds. But after the month of Ramadan, now comes the test. Now's the challenge. To remain steadfast. And not to slacken. So you'll find it's very common. Allah protect me, Allah protect you, Allah guide me, guide all of us. The moment Ramadan finishes, suddenly we start to go down. And we complain, I can't get that same spiritual feeling. And the reason for that, again, we're not keeping up at least to most of those good deeds that we were doing. We might not be able to do it as much as we did in the month of Ramadan. The tilawat of the Quran, the month of Ramadan has its own barakah. So people can read many, many paras, but at least in them after the month of Ramadan, do not abandon the Quran. I mentioned the verse the other day, where the Rasul, Nabi Kareem, said, "Oh Allah, my people, they have abandoned the Quran. They're not reading the Quran. They're not understanding the Quran. They're not propagating the message of the Quran." So after the month of Ramadan, even if it means just a few pages, just a few pages, but let not a single day go past and we haven't opened the Quran. It is so easy, mashallah, we come to the masjid, we've got shelves full of Quran. If you're not sitting right in front, we've got shelves in the sand area. All you got to do, take the Quran and sit. Instead of busy playing with the cell phone or talking, a few minutes before the Fard Salat, read a few pages. Those who read more, they will benefit more. Allah Ta'ala give all of us his tawfiq. So, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who are steadfast, when they are leaving this world, when their ruh is coming out, when the angels come down, the angels of death, the angels, Allah Ta'ala send down angels to give them that support. تَتَنَزِّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't fear of what is going to happen now in front. The destination towards the Akhirah is going to be made very easy for you. Imagine the king sends all his VIP people to escort you, to bring you, to usher you in a very nice and kind way. Gives you all the VIP treatment. How happy you get. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Do not grieve about your family and your children you're going to leave behind. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. For you is glad tidings of paradise. الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُعَدُونَ. Which you were promised. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your friends. We are your friends. The angels say. Whatever you desire in Jannat, you just have to desire it and you will get it. This is an entertainment, a nuzul, min ghafuri rahim, and that Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. That Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. And this again is a message tonight. And I cannot help but mention the verse that we heard so many times in so many talks. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. In such a beautiful way. It is a plea that Allah is making. And he doesn't have to do this. Allah could have just given us an instruction, a command. Do it, carry it out. And you don't carry it out, you'll be punished. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows our weaknesses. Allah ta'ala gives us hope in his mercy. We are stumbling, we're falling. Allah picks us up. Allah cares for us. Understand that. There is no person in the world who has that amount of care that Allah has for us. Rasulullah SAW sees a woman who was taken as captive by the Sahaba in one war. And he sees this slave girl going and finding a child and holding the child to her breast and feeding the child and showing so much of attachment and love and care for the child. So he asked the Sahaba, أَتُرَوْنَ هَذِي طَارِحَةً وَلَدَهَا فِي النَّارِ. Do you think that this woman will throw her child into any fire? Oh, ya Rasul, never. She's showing so much of care. Nabi Kareem said, Allah, wallah, took a qasam in Allah. Allah has got more mercy for his servants than this woman is showing for the child. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُ. Oh, my servants! Ya ibadi, Allah is saying, my servants. A child that disobeys his parents and despite the chances and opportunities to make amends and the parent gives the child and years go by and the child is still disobedient, the father disowns the child. Don't ever put your foot in my house again. I don't want to see your face. Don't say you are my child. Allah has never done that to us. Allah says, my, mere bande, ya ibadi. Which servants? But those who, mashallah, are reading tahajjud and fasting and doing good deeds, of course, they are different rank. But Allah is talking specifically, الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Those who have wronged themselves. In other words, those who have disobeyed me. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all sins. The only sin Allah does not pardon is when we associate partners to with Allah Ta'ala. And the verses that I quoted in the beginning of Surah Al-Mu'min, Allah Ta'ala commences the surah with Hameen. Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim, this Quran, there are verses from Allah who is most powerful and all knowing. Ghafiri Dhamb. Allah says that He is the one who forgives sins, the forgiver of sins. Waqabili Tawb. One who accepts the Tawbah. Shadid al-Iqab. One who is very severe in giving punishment. So He forgives, but if you don't listen, and you don't ask for forgiveness, and you persist in sin, and you show your obstinacy and stubbornness, your arrogance, then Allah will punish you, and Allah's punishment is not light. Shadid al-Iqab. And then Dhi Tawl. Allah is the one who is most generous. The generosity, the munificence of Allah knows no bounds. Allah gives and He gives and He gives and He gives and He gives, and nothing decreases from His treasures. La ilaha illa hu ilayhi al-masir. So, these three verses mention hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whoever recites in the morning Ayatul Kursi and these three verses of Surah Mu'min, 24th Juz, the second quarter. Hameem, Tanzeelul Kitabi min Allahil Azizil Alim. غافر ذنب وقابل التوب شديد العقاب ذي الطول لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. These three verses. Whoever is Ayat al-Kursi and these three verses, then he will be protected from all harm that entire day. There's a very intriguing story, and I will read it from the Kitab itself. But before we come back to the story, down the page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about angels that carry the arsh of Allah. Now, can you picture? Angels, الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْعَرْشِ, those angels whom are carrying the arsh of Allah, number one. Number two, وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ, and those angels around the arsh, the thousands. What are they doing? يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ, they are praising, glorifying Allah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, they are praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa yu'minuna bihi, they believe in Allah. But after that Allah says, wa yastaghfiruna lilladheena amanu. These angels, lofty angels, those carrying the arsh of Allah, and those around the arsh of Allah, they are actually making dua of maghfirat for you and I. Wa yastaghfiruna lilladheena amanu. They are seeking forgiveness on behalf of the believers. Number one. Number two. What is the dua? رَبَّنَا وَسِعْتَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ رَحْمَةً وَعِلْمًا فَغْفِرْ لِلَّذِينَ تَابُوا وَاتَّبَعُوا سَبِيلَكَ. Allah, forgive these people. Who? Who are making tawbah, who are turning to you. Those who are making tawbah. Tonight is again a night, an opportunity to make sincere tawbah. May Allah accept our tawbah. May Allah accept our sitting here. Believe me, just the sitting here for this few minutes. Make the intention, Ya Allah, grant me Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, I beg you for forgiveness. Ya Allah, you know my condition. Ya Allah, do not reveal my condition to the people. Ya Allah, you are Ghafar al-Dhunub and Sattar al-Uyub. You conceal sin. Ya Allah, conceal my sin. Ya Allah, but I'm begging you from the bottom of your heart. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst you are sitting here. You don't have to raise your hands even. Remember the incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam when there was drought? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, you see, gather every person. But there is a person amongst you, because of him there is drought. Because of his sins. Until he does not move away from this gathering, I will not send down rain. And so Musa alayhi salam makes his announcement because they need water, they need rain. So, O person who has transgressed the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, move away from this assembly. And nobody moves from that assembly and suddenly it begins to pour. Musa alayhi salam is baffled. Wallah, what has happened here? And Allah answers Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Musa, it is the same person because of whom I send drought, I am now sending rain, because in his heart he said, oh my Allah, I'm asking you for forgiveness. Do not embarrass me today. In front of every person. Well, I'm sincerely repenting. And Allah accepted his tawbah. Allah accepted his tawbah. And because of that, Allah sent down rain. Some ulama have mentioned also Then Musa asked Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, show me who is that person. Allah then said, oh Musa, when he committed the sin, I did not reveal him. I'm not going to expose him now. This is Allah. Can we bring a more loving Allah than this? So these angels, they make istighfar for the believers. Number two, for those who are making tawbah. And number three, they make a dua, waqihim adhab al-jahim. Oh Allah, protect these people, those who are making tawbah, the believers, protect them from the punishment of Jahannam. Angels are making dua for us. And then, رَبَّنَا وَأَدْخِلْهُمْ جَنَّاتِ عَدْنِ الَّتِي وَعَدْتَهُمْ. Oh Allah, enter them into that paradise which you have promised them. Subhanallah. Not only them, وَمَنْ صَلَحَ مِنْ آبَائِهِمْ وَأَزْوَاجِهِمْ وَذُرِيَّاتِهِمْ. Even those who were good from the forefathers, from the wives and the progeny also. Allahu Akbar. Which father wants to go all alone? He wants to see his wife, he wants to see his children, everybody. So Allah will never let him down. وَمَا أَلَتْنَاهُمْ مِنْ عَمَلِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. So these angels are making dua. And then, وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Oh Allah, protect these people from gunas and sins. So these are the duas of the angels making dua for us. And I said I will mention this incident. Very intriguing, very interesting. And it's a lesson for all of us. Remember I read the first few verses of Surah Ghafir. Ibn Kathir, rahimullah ta'ala, he narrates an incident and he says that there were some Syrian brothers who would visit Rasulullah, or visit Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And there was one particular brother who used to come and suddenly he stopped coming for some time. When he did not show up for a longer than usual period of time, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala inquired about him. People said, Amir al-Mu'mineen, please don't ask about him. He has become a drunkard. Umar radiallahu ta'ala called his scribe and dictated a letter to him in which he said, Min Umar ibn al-Khattab ila Fulan ibn Fulan. From Umar, son of Khattab, make salamun alaykum and peace be upon you. And then he says, فَإِنِّي أَحْمَدُ إِلَيْكَ اللَّهِ الَّذِي لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. He says, I praise Allah before you, other than whom there is no God worthy of worship. He is the one, غَافِرُ الذَّنْبُ, who forgives sins, قَابِلُ التَّوْبُ, he accepts repentance, شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, severe in punishment, ذِي التَّوْلُ, one who is the source of all power. لا إله إلا هو إليه المصير. That's all. He gave him the same verses, reminding him of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, forgiveness. And the person who doesn't seek Allah's forgiveness, and Allah can punish him. And Allah is most powerful, the Tawl. Now is an important point for us. Then he turned towards those around him. Remember the people said, he's a drunkard. Don't even ask about him. Then Umar radiallahu anhu turns towards those around him. And he said, let us all join in to pray for him that Allah reverses his heart and accepts his repentance. Because let's be honest, which one of us does that? We are the first to criticize. We are the first to strike off any person because of some sin he has done. This is a lesson for all of us. In the darkness of the night, how many of us are actually crying for those people who have gone astray? Wallah, bring them back to Sirat-e Mustaqim. Wallah, reverse his condition. He's made a mistake. So Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu tells us, those people around him, that let us pray to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah reverses his heart and accepts his repentance. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu had instructed the messenger who was to deliver this letter, and he was not to hand over the letter to the person addressed until such time that he became sober. Very important also. Because if he's in a drunken state, he's not going to listen, not going to be able to read it. So wait until he is sober. And he was not to hand over the letter to anyone other than the person intended to receive it. Another very important point. Don't pass a message, tell that guy he must come right, or I want to see him. No. Direct. Let him see it himself. So when this person receives a letter, obviously when he was sober, he read it. And he read it repeatedly and thoughtfully while realizing that it carried a warning of punishment against him with the concurrent promise of forgiveness for him. Then he started weeping. Finally, he stopped drinking and made such a firm tawbah that he never touched it again. When Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu learned about the effective manifestation of these words, he said to the people around, in such matters, you too should do the same. When some brother falls into some slip of conduct, he made a mistake, fell into some sin, think of ways to bring him back to his normal and better self. Prompt him to turn to Allah, to place his trust in Him, to rely on Allah's mercy. Pray to Allah for him. Pray that he is enabled to repent and make his tawbah. Do not become an accomplice of shaitan against him. This is the important thing. By you talking ill of him, criticizing him, you are helping shaitan against him. There's an incident very similar in the time of Rasulullah. A person was caught drinking and he confessed. So he was punished. Sahaba, whatever they had, somebody had his shawl and started giving him a few shots. Somebody took out his slipper. Somebody gave him a few slaps. And they finished giving him a beating. One person then remarked, "Akhzaak Allah. Allah tujhe ruswa kar de. May Allah disgrace you." When Rasulullah heard that, oh, ho, 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 what have you said? La tu'inu alayhi ash-shaytan. By you making that remarks, you are helping shaitan against him. Shaitan wants to see us being humiliated and disgraced. He doesn't want us to be honored by Allah. He doesn't want us to be pardoned by Allah. He wants us to lose all hope in the mercy of Allah. He wants us to be rejected, dejected like how he was rejected. So the lesson for us is, make dua for ourselves and for the entire ummah, and you see somebody going the wrong way, think and ponder of different ways to bring them back. It is so easy for you and I to sit on our armchairs and condemn the whole world. And I always say, besides the person standing in front of the mirror, we don't see any faults in him. He is very, very perfect. But everybody else is wrong. And we say, no, Muslim must come right. Put ourselves right first. Make dua for the next person. Alhamdulillah, in the work of Dawat and Tabligh, we have seen not one example, millions of examples. Millions. Person was in the gutter. And the brothers went and waited until he became sober and they brought him to the masjid. There were so many, and there were no fairy tales, where people like that came into the masjid for the first time and in sujood they passed away. Who are we to judge? When Allah is so kind, sometimes you see a person, his whole life is outwardly not so right, but there must be some action in his life that Allah Ta'ala accepted. And Allah showers his mercy. And Allah gives him a very Mubarak month. Month of Ramadan he gets. Gets a Friday. Then we start one day, he got Friday, huh? He must have done something right. See. My respected brothers and elders, we don't have time to waste. That's the worry we have. Really, tonight's salah, we have, as the hufaz were reading, the ulama are reading, it makes you think, Ya Allah, Jahannam. And we seem to be so like content and relaxed. That's why I mentioned the hadith. Ma ra'itu mithla an-nar. Na maharibuha. The one who is supposed to make, to flee from it, is fast asleep. May Allah awaken us from our deep slumber. May Allah assist us and Allah help us so that after the month of Ramadan we continue. And the main lesson we learned today is do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and don't make others lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Guide them, motivate them. We've got youngsters. Believe me, they are good children. They are good boys. They are good girls. They have slipped. They've made a mistake because of the challenges today. And I'm not condoning the fact that they've gone to drugs. They have to be very careful. And I'm making this plea to them. For Allah's sake, don't go near those drugs. And don't become overpowered by peer pressure. and remain away from such evil company. One taste of it and he's gone. You must have that courage. You must have the courage and you can do it. But we as parents, what are we doing for them? Nothing. We're doing nothing. There's so many who've been to rehabs. Come out of rehab. They're trying. They're falling. What are we doing? On a Saturday night, let's be honest, what do we do for them? In the weekends, what are we doing for them? In the holidays, what are we doing for them? What effort we made for them to come to the majlis of an alim or some sheikh or learn some deen or come in some good environment? Nothing. Besides a few people. So complaining about the youth is not going to solve the problem. We have to apply our minds correctly, make proper mashwara, and I mentioned this few Ramadan also. We've got all the resources. We've got doctors, we've got physicians, we've got lawyers, we've got accountants, we've got businessmen, we've got all types of professional people, and we've got ordinary people, but people who've got some concern, if they just put their minds together and try and save our youth. And if you're not going to do it now, believe me, respected brothers and elders, we're going to shed tears of blood. All the efforts that our grandparents and parents have made in this country for deen to survive, we are going to ruin it. It's something for us to all ponder seriously. And we can do it. And do that which is allowed in Sharia again. Therefore we have to ask, consult the ulama, sit and see how we can help them. Do not spoil our children. It's hard. Do not spoil our children. If a small child, we give him an Eid gift, a cell phone. And we tell him about the harms of it, but we're giving it to him. And we're giving them worse than that. We have not trained them to appreciate the ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. They have not seen our parents and grandparents slogging and sweating. I know one elderly person, years ago he came to the madrasa, elderly man. And he said, Maulana, I should sell newspaper on the street. Today his son, mashallah, very wealthy. But I should sell newspaper just to make some money. The people who made great, great sacrifices. Are we going to destroy all the sacrifices of our grandparents? On the day of Qiyamah, what answer will we give to them? It is so easy. We want beautiful massages and aircon and everything found for us. All the amenities and facilities. But what amount of fikr went to them? So respected brothers, again, my message is not for us to lose hope, but a positive message. And we have to come out from here with a positive feeling. And inshallah, all of us can do it. At the moment we see a person failing a bit, then kindly, with kind words, you put him up again. That's why I mentioned the verse, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. Believers are friends of believers. They are friends of believers. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَلْ الْمُنْكَرِ. In a nice way, a kind way, they will command the person good. They will stop him from evil. May Allah Ta'ala give all of us tawfiq and hidayat. Tonight again is the Mubarak night. Took too much of time. Inshallah. We do not know whether we'll see tomorrow even. There are so many people passing away. Allah knows whether we'll have life, we'll have health. Allah grant us good health. Allah give us life. But we do not have time to waste now. There is no time. Last few days are left. And this Ramadan has gone so fast, so quickly. And before we know it, will be next Ramadan already. So Allah has given us, Allah has been too kind to us, too kind. So let us show Allah Ta'ala some appreciation from our side. Some resolutions we have to make. Each one knows his weakness. You don't have to ask by what wrong you have done and what you have done. No. We know our mistakes, our wrongs. Let us make a firm promise to Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I've done this terrible thing. I'm involved in this sin. Ya Allah, I'm trying. Ya Allah, tonight I beg you to give me that special mercy and special assistance and nusrat that I must never ever go back. And I can promise you, respected brothers and elders, and our mothers and sisters and daughters listening at home, when a person is sincere, then Allah gives him the courage. And there have been many people who were addicts and they gave it up. Many people. They have completely given up those habits. There were people who were drinking wine and they have left it completely. There were people who were living a life of zina and they made sincere tawbah. So there is no such thing, I cannot do it. We can do it and Allah will assist us provided we are genuine and sincere. May Allah give all of us tawfiq and hidayat wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. He said, Durus Sharif. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد المبارك وسلم Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kareem, raheem Allah. Ya Allah, we have heard about your power, my Allah. Your greatness, your supremacy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. We read in tonight's Tarawih, وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ That this bandas have not made your qadr, my Allah. We have not appreciated how you should have been appreciated, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have given us beshumar ni'mat, my Allah. Ya Allah, you gave us the ni'mat of iman, my Allah. Ya Allah, our whole life we go in sujood and thank you for this ni'mat. Still we won't be able to thank you truly, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr, my Allah. In our tuti puti alfaz, my Allah. In our broken words, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have raised our hands tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you can see, my Allah. Such a large gathering, my Allah. There are elderly people sitting. There are so many youngsters, my Allah. Allah, and so many mothers and sisters may be listening over the receiver. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah. Because there is no other deity, no other zat that can be worshipped besides you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you have mentioned repeatedly, verse upon verse, La ilaha illahu, La ilaha illahu, La ilaha illahu. Ya Allah, give us the haqiqat of iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the sweetness of iman, ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us understand who we are, my Allah. What is our role in this world, my Allah? Make us realize we're going to taste death, and then there'll be qiyamah, and we'll be standing before you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have read about jannat and jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, enter us into Jannatul Firdaus. Protect all of us from Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're making shukr to you, Ya Allah. You give us Iman, you give us Islam, you give us this deen. And you made us in the ummah of your most beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Oh, my Allah, how are we ever going to thank you for this ni'mat also, my Allah? Ya Allah, you have given us clothing, you have given us food, you have given us air and oxygen to breathe in, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we were unable to breathe easily, my Allah. Ya Allah, then we realize what a ni'mat it is, my Allah. Ya Allah, when a person is unable to urinate easily, my Allah, then he understands this ni'mat of being able to urinate easily, my Allah. When a person suffers a heart attack, my Allah, Allah save us all, my Allah. Allah, then he realizes the value of the ni'mat of his heart, my Allah. Hey, Malik al-Kareem, every limb that you have given us, the eyes, the ears, the brains, my Allah, the hands, ya Allah, every single limb of our body, my Allah, what great ni'mat you have bestowed upon us, my Allah. My Allah, we have taken everything for granted, my Allah. Allah, we carry on in this world as though we are not going to die. As though we are going to live forever and ever. Ya Allah, we have abandoned the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are not portraying in Islam, Ya Allah, in our life, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are not showcasing Islam, my Allah. We are not advertising this Islam in the correct way to others, my Allah. And then we expect the whole world to accept Islam, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cheat in our business deals, my Allah. In our transactions, my Allah, we deceive our customers, my Allah. Ya Allah, we lie, my Allah. Ya Allah, what type of Islam are we presenting to the non-Muslims? Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, after we learned the lesson last year, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, you have given us some understanding, some shuur now, my Allah. That we have to turn to you, my Allah. Allah, you have mentioned in tonight's, in the verses we heard in tonight's Tarawih, in the 24th para, my Allah.
wa anibu ila rabbikum aslimu lahu. Ya Allah, you have said and turn to you to Allah and surrender and submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before an azab comes, before it is too late, my Allah. Then nobody can assist us, my Allah. Grant us the ability, the tawfiq now, my Allah, to make sincere tawbah. And oh my Allah, we beg you, ghafir al-dham, ighfir lana dhunubana, qabil al-tawb, iqbal tawbatana. Ya Allah, accept our tawbah. Ya Allah, you are shadeed al-iqab, la tu'aqibna. Ya Allah, do not punish us, my Allah. That tawl, tul alayna bil manni wal khair. Ya Allah, grant us, ya Allah. Ya Allah, great, great, great ni'mat, my Allah. Do not snatch away this ni'mat from us, my Allah. Grant us tawfiq of doing good deeds, my Allah. Such deeds that you become happy with us, my Allah. Don't make us fall back into sin, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've abandoned all those sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're feeling ashamed of having committed the sins, my Allah. My Allah, we're making that firm promise and resolution tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, each one knows what gunas he is committing, my Allah. Ya Allah, in fact, we have committed so many gunas, we have forgotten the gunas we have committed in the past, even. Ya Allah, we're making tawbah tonight of all the sins that we know, and even those that we forgot about and we didn't make tawbah, my Allah. Which only you know about, my Allah. You do not expose us, my Allah. You do not reveal it to the people and public and society and humiliate us, my Allah. You are Sattar al-Uyub, my Allah. Allah, if it's tonight, if it is Laylatul Qadr, ya Allah, do not deprive any one of us of the khair of Laylatul Qadr, the barakat of Laylatul Qadr. Ya Allah, we've got elderly people, we've got ulama, so many hufas. Ya Allah, we've got people in jamaat who are striving in your path, my Allah, youngsters, my Allah. Ya Allah, there's so many people here, my Allah. Ya Allah, with somebody's ikhlas and sincerity, my Allah, accept our tawbah, my Allah. Accept our tawbah. Give us that himmat and that courage, my Allah. Not to go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum to bahut kamzor hain, ya Allah. Ya Allah, we made so many times tawbah, even holding the ghilaf of the Kaaba, my Allah. Ya Allah, we just returned and we broke the tawbah, my Allah. Ramadan upon Ramadan, we made tawbah. On the day of Eid, we broke the tawbah, my Allah. Ya Allah, when we were sick, my Allah, then we promised you the world will change, ya Allah. We'll change our lives, and ya Allah, we'll be better people. But my Allah, the moment you gave us cure, then we forgot all the promises we made to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. You know our weakness, my Allah. You created us. You were Khaliq, my Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are begging you, my Allah. Grant the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam afiyat, my Allah. Remove this bala, this pandemic completely now, my Allah. Ya Allah, it may be spreading here and there everywhere, but my Allah, you are the controller of this virus, my Allah. Ya Allah, if there's any reality in it, ya Allah, you put an end to it completely, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make it harm any person. And don't bring any other disease, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, we have learned a lesson now, my Allah. Ya Allah, when the people of Yunus al-Islam, ya Allah, when they were disobedient and when they saw those clouds coming, my Allah, immediately they brought Iman. Ya Allah, you removed that azab, my Allah. Eh, Maliki Kareem, help us, guide us, my Allah. We are lost, my Allah. Ya Allah, we confess our weaknesses. We are lost, my Allah. Hum andhe hai, ya Allah. We are blind, my Allah. Ya Allah, how a little child, ya Allah, the parents guide the child. Hold us by our baby finger, my Allah. Hold us by our hand, my Allah. You are Hadi, my Allah. Hidayat is in your hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making the dua every day in our salat. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Do not make us follow the ways and tariqah of those who you hate, my Allah. Those upon whom your curses come, my Allah. Allah, make us follow the way of your Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us all Salihin, my Allah. Ya Allah, include us in the list of your awliya, my Allah. Even if our name is right at the bottom, my Allah. As long as we are in that list, my Allah. Even though we are not deserving, my Allah. May Allah, even if a person buys an A-grade potato sack, my Allah. A bag of potatoes, but there'll be one or two, my Allah. that is actually not that A grade, my Allah. Allah, we know our condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are the last grade, my Allah. But Malik, ya Allah, your mercy knows no bounds, my Allah. You have written on your arsh, inna rahmati sabakat ala ghadabi. My mercy supersedes my wrath and anger. Ya Allah, we ask you by your ismi azam tonight, my Allah. Your asma'ul husna, your sifat al-ula. Ya Allah, forgive us all our past sins, minor sins, major sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in the darkness of the night, in broad daylight, in public, in privacy, my Allah. Whatever filthy guna we did, my Allah. Eh, Malik al-Kareem, ya Allah. Ya Allah, at that time we were bold and courageous to do that haram, my Allah. You were watching us, my Allah. We didn't bother about that, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us the sifat of ihsan now, my Allah. The muraqab, my Allah, that you are watching us all the time. Ya Allah, give us the qualities now, my Allah. May Allah, we always vary, we conscious that you are watching us, and that will help us to stay away from all type of gunas, my Allah. Help us to fulfill the rights of our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Ya Allah, hukukul ibad, my Allah. So many people, ya Allah, so many of us, ya Allah, we are falling short and deficient in fulfilling the rights of our Muslim brothers and sisters, my Allah. Give us hidayat, ya Allah, to make amends, my Allah, and fulfill the rights, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, there are so many people who are sick, my Allah. They are close friends of us. Ya Allah, doctors also who are not well, they are in hospital, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are in a very critical condition, my Allah. Ya Allah, young masoom children, we heard the other day also, my Allah. 9 years old child is diagnosed with cancer, my Allah. Ya Allah, you know best. Your wisdom we cannot question, my Allah. But Allah, we can only ask you, ya Allah, to grant shifa, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant all who are so sick and eating calm and shifa. Allah, grant all of us calm and shifa. Ya Allah, even shifa of our spiritual maladies, my Allah. The hasad, the kina, the buz, the adab, with the malice, the filth we have in our hearts. Make our hearts pure and clean, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, ya Allah. Our families, our friends, our musallis, my Allah. So many ulama and hufas passed away, my Allah. So many of our family members, ya Allah. Our parents, or some of our, either one of our parents has left this world, my Allah. Eh, Malik Kareem, ya Allah, we asking you to give them jannat to firdaus, my Allah. Make them maghfirat, my Allah. Make the qabr a garden of the gardens of paradise. Do not make them suffer any azab, my Allah. If anyone is suffering any azab, my Allah, then we have raised our hands, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are asking you, my Allah, to remove that azab completely. It's the month of Ramadan, my Allah. When your doors of Jannah are open, doors of Jahannam are closed, Ya Allah, you are saying, Ya Bahi al-Khayr, oh, seek of good, come, beg from me, I will answer your dua. Ya Allah, we read it tonight, Tarawi, Ya Allah. Your words, my Allah, and your words are true, my Allah. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. Ya Allah, you have mentioned, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Ya Allah, you have said, make dua to me, I will answer your dua. Ya Allah, you are promising us you will answer with dua. Allah, we have raised our hands. Allahumma taqabbal tawbatana wa ghsil hawbatana wa ajib da'watana. Ajib da'watana. Waslu sakhimata sudurina wa hadi qulubana wa saddid alsinatana wa sabbit hujjatana. Ya Allah, give us jannatu firdaus. Protect all of us from the azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Ya Allah, give us mawtun iman, mawtun madina sharif, baril jannatu al-baqim, ya Allah. Grant us the intercession of Rasulullah on the day of qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, we love Rasulullah Paak Sazam. Ya Allah, we've read ahadith upon ahadith in the shamail, my Allah. How handsome he was, how beautiful he was, how kind he was, how loving he was, how he cried for us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, don't deprive us now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to go running to the Hosey Kuthar, my Allah. Make our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smile at us, my Allah. Ya Allah, we want to be with the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'een. Ya Allah, when we take the names Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abu Huraira, Anas, Abu Ubaida, my Allah, we get so happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have not seen them, my Allah. But my Allah, Rasulullah some hadith. Ya Allah, which is true, my Allah. Al-mar'u ma'a man habba. A person will be who he loves, Ya Allah. On the day of Qiyamah, he'll be with the person who he loved, my Allah. Even though we have not seen them, we have not met them, my Allah. Make us be with them on the day of Qiyamah, my Allah. Ya Allah, the angels are making dua for the person who makes tawbah. Ya Allah, we heard in the tafsir today, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are making tawbah to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hajat and needs, my Allah. Make us into Jannah without in reckoning. Protect all of us from all type of azab and fitna and fasad. Especially, my Allah, the fitna of Dajjal, my Allah. Ya Allah, we can see so many signs of Qiyamah, my Allah. Right in front of our eyes, glaring in front of our eyes. May Allah, we do not know when Dajjal is going to emerge. May Allah, we do not know when all this is going to happen. It can happen very soon, may Allah. May Allah, you have shown us so many signs, may Allah. We are in the last part of this ummah, may Allah. Make us realize this now, may Allah. Give us a strong iman, may Allah. Like how you gave the Ashabi Kahf that iman, when they stood up with a firm iman, may Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, give us the iman like how Sahaba had, may Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, may Allah protect us. Protect our children if they are alive. Our grandchildren if they are alive, may Allah. May Allah, our great-grandchildren, our progeny, may Allah. Let not a single one of them be deceived by the fitnas of Dajjal, may Allah. Protect us, may Allah. Make us be in the group of Hazrat Mahdi, radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Isa, alayhi salatu wasalam, may Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat. Make us be hadeen, mahdiyeen. Don't make us be dalil, mudilil, may Allah. Hey, Malik Kareem, we've got so many needs, may Allah. سر سے پیر تک میں اللہ ہم محتاج ہیں سراپا محتاج ہیں ہم بیکاری ہیں یا اللہ تیرے دروازہ کو ہم کھٹکھٹاتے ہیں یا اللہ میں نکی ایت یور جوز میں اللہ اوپن یور جوز آف مرسی میں اللہ اللہ اوپن یور جوز آف مرسی میں اللہ اللہ وی ڈو ناٹ نو ہاؤ ٹو بیگ اینڈ آسک یو میں اللہ اور ورڈز ار ناٹ ایون مناسب اینڈ اپروپریٹ میں اللہ یا اللہ بٹ یو آر سو کائنڈ یو آر سمیع اینڈ بصیر یو آر ناٹ اصل من ابکم میں اللہ یا اللہ فورگیو us, ya Allah. Forgive us for raising our voice, even, my Allah. Hey, Malik, grant us ikhlas and maqbooliyat, my Allah. Accept our i'tikaf and i'tikaf of every person. The men who have sat in the different masajid, women folk at home, my Allah. Tilawat of the Quran, our rozas, my Allah. Taraweeh, my Allah. Sadaqat and zakat and khairat and whatever good deeds people have done. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Ya Allah, accept it, my Allah. Give us more and more tawfiq, my Allah. Make us see the end till the end of Ramadan in a beautiful condition. When the night of Jaiza will take place, when the people who keep their rozas, the month of Ramadan will be given their awards, my Allah. Don't deprive us, my Allah. Don't make us be amongst those people who are ashqiya in the month of Ramadan, that the month of Ramadan comes and goes, and still they're not pardoned, my Allah. Make us be amongst those who are fortunate, those who are lucky, my Allah. And give us istiqamat after the month of Ramadan, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever worries we have, my Allah, whatever problems we have, my Allah, remove those difficulties completely. La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inna kunna min al-zalimin. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله لا ملجأ ولا منجأ منك إلا إليك ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله grant all of us ليله القدر whether it is tonight or whichever night اللهم انك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا الله give us حلال طيب روزي ما الله الله give us بركتنا وروزي ما الله ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله all those requested duas from wherever, my Allah. Brothers and sisters, young and old, my Allah. We cannot even remember everybody's name, my Allah. But you know the hajat and need and people who we promise, my Allah. Ya Allah, that we'll remember them in our duas, my Allah. Accept all the jais murad. Hazirin, ghaibin, sakti dua, qabool, farma. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta sami'ul alim. وتب علينا يا مولانا او ماي الله يو مولا وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الله the next program will take place at 10:15 inshallah 10:15 we continue the signs of qiyamah inshallah the next one inshallah tonight Allah